Let me introduce you to these fellows to the north. One name is Addy, the other is Mo. Addy's a dick and Mo's just fat. Remember that, these fellows to the north. They're gonna talk wrestling. They're gonna make some jokes. Remember, Addy's a dick, Mo's just fat. Addy's a dick and Mo's just fat. Let's talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling.
Hey yo, and here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo.
Hey yo, I'm Addy.
The Headbangers?
Yeah. Mosh and Thrasher.
The Headbangers?
Yeah.
WWE's bringing back the Headbangers?
Mm-hmm. Mosh and Thrasher. Sadly, not the Sisters of Love.
The Headbangers?
Yeah.
I can't.
Makes perfect sense. Vince wanted a team that's not dead and not suing him.
That left limited options.
That left the Headbangers.
The Headbangers?
Yeah.
They're going to be in the SmackDown tournament.
Sure. Well,
for the SmackDown, what do they call it? The SmackDown tag titles.
Yeah.
Those are those ones.
The big blue belts.
Yeah, they got a white and then blue. There's white in there somewhere?
Nope.
And then blue and then it's gold.
That's the bitch's belt.
Well, that's the woman's belt.
Yes.
This one is just blue.
Yes. And gold, or bronze. Or
but, you know, I love that the two brands are distinguishing themselves.
Oh, it's night and day.
Night and day.
Night and day.
SmackDown's the only one that's going to have...
Yeah, but the Headbangers are just...
The Headbangers?
They're just there to job to Heath Slater and Rhino. So they can move on to the next round. They keep doing that. That's not annoying at all to the listeners.
I got iced coffee here. It's not all cold. I gotta stir it. You got nibs.
Yeah, but I haven't made any noise with those.
So I was saying...
The Headbangers!
Yep, the Headbangers.
So you have to bring back... You have to get another team in this tournament. Now, what you wouldn't want to do is strengthen your tag team division.
Well, they have. I mean, the Headbangers are really just there to teach the Bond villains how to work.
So you're bringing back the Headbangers.
Yeah.
Maybe the worst team from that era.
No.
Not over at all. Can't wrestle. No charisma. A gimmick that was already 5 years too old by the time it was there 20 years ago.
The Mosh had charisma.
The Headbangers?
Yeah.
They sucked.
Yeah, I know. But they're alive. Seriously, who else is there?
Too Cool? Actually, the Headbangers.
Yeah, I guess that would be it. You have Too Cool. And then there's...
You could have Rikishi and... what's his name?
Who?
The one that wasn't one of the biggest stars of the 90s. The one that doesn't get all blown up running to the ring.
Oh, Scotty Too Hotty?
That's it, the other one.
Yeah.
Not Brian Christopher.
Yeah.
That one.
Yeah, so your answer is Rikishi.
Rikishi.
Please.
And then he could face his sons in the second round.
That's true.
And that would be awesome. And then he would dance afterwards after they turn.
Mm-hmm.
They could
turn on Rikishi.
Oh.
At the end.
That would get them some heat. And then they turn heel.
That's right.
Then you have a feud, and that holds off. Book it.
Yeah.
So fuck the head. I mean, let's put it this way. We do have a couple guests in studio with us here today.
Yes.
First off, Joey Lawrence, who wants to say his thoughts on the fact the Headbangers are coming back. Joey, what do you think about the Headbangers?
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He summed it up pretty good there.
Yeah.
And we also have David Otunga.
Mm-hmm.
And David, what do you think about the Headbangers? Golly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the best he's ever sounded.
That is some top-notch analysis from Joey Lawrence, our ringside reporter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And David Otunga.
That is top-notch analysis.
And David Otunga.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It ain't with your sis. Yeah, Masha
had bears.
Sure.
I can't get over this. I really cannot get over this.
The happiest people to be at WrestleCon.
They really were. They were ecstatic. They're like, people actually remember us here.
Yeah.
These guys, remember we said a couple weeks ago there, 2 or 3 weeks ago, we're like, no help is coming. But turns out the headbangers are coming.
Help is on the way. No, but I mean, it's so you get the headbangers, you got Kurt fucking Hawkins. You know? Right? I mean, that's...
How old are the headbangers?
I don't know. To check. I mean, you gotta figure that they were wrestling...
If you were to do a guess.
Well, I don't know. The Spiders were wrestling in Smoky Mountain Wrestling. And when was Smoky Mountain Wrestling around? In 1993? So let's put them at young. So let's put them at 20 there. So, add...
I don't think they were that young.
34 years.
So you're saying 54?
I'm saying they're in their mid-50s, yes.
Okay, hold on. Let's look this up. Hey, bangers.
Chaz Warrington.
Mosh.
Okay. You just type in Chaz Warrington, because that's his real name.
Oh, yeah, because I know how to spell Warrington.
Yeah, yeah.
More than I know how to spell Mosh. Actually, wait, I'm not on
you. You have Mish there.
Which I fucking do, too. And I spelled Hefnans. Hefnans Mosh. Hefnans Mish, if you want to be... So that wasn't right.
Well, how old is Hefnans Mish?
I don't know. Because you know what comes up when I type that in?
Yeah,
Headbands Mosh?
He's a rabbi.
Headbands Mosh, spacesuits, and mosh pits. Oh, my. That's some...
No. Has-been Mish is a rabbi in New Jersey. I'm okay with this. I'm Hesbin's Mish.
Headbangers Mosh. The Headbangers.
Okay.
Mosh.
And then there's
There's Mosh. And
Glenn
there's
Ruth is Slash. Can you spell fucking Glenn Ruth?
I like to spell Ruth.
Actually, he got ripped there.
Okay, so Charles Warrington.
Yeah.
His name is... anyways, this guy's 45.
Oh, well.
So that's not as bad. So he's younger than Triple H, right? So he's a main eventer next year's WrestleMania.
Anywhere in the country.
Yeah. Thrasher? 47.
In a row?
Mm-hmm. Glenn Ruth is his real name, by the way.
Oh, wow. It's got Rick there.
Wikipedia's got it wrong.
But I, yeah. So, what's your point?
The Headbangers!
I think you're reading too much into this. Who else?
But that's the whole point is, their roster sucks. And we said when they were doing this, we're like, this isn't gonna work because the rosters are gonna suck. And we're like, well, but they have to bring in like 30 new people. We're like, well, who can they bring in? You know, you're throwing out there some good names and we're getting instead.
Who?
The Headbangers.
The Headbangers, yeah.
Kurt Hawkins. That's what we're getting. No.
You haven't got Kurt Hawkins. No, but I think that, Mojo Rawley. The way I look at it is, like, I just watched a match from 1990 on an episode of The Superstars of Wrestling. And it was the Macho King Randy Savage in a squash match against Jumpin' Jim Brunzel.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a competitive squash match with a name, right? Jumpin' Jim Brunzel.
An enhancement talent.
Former Killer B, right?
Former, that's right. At this point, he was former.
Yeah. And he still wore the same... He wore an updated version, but they were black and yellow tights, so people still knew kind of who he was. But, so then he lost to the Macho King, right?
Yeah. It was the Macho King.
Yeah, it was the Macho King.
Who was it that Brunzel teamed with afterwards? Or was it Blair that teamed afterwards with somebody? For a little while, and they didn't really work. They didn't really become a team. They were like still like job guys, but they...
It was probably Brunzel, because I think Blair is the one that left, and Brunzel stayed.
Yeah, so Brunzel, it was somebody else he was teaming with.
There. Yeah, probably Jim Powers or something.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I can't remember who.
But anyway, it was a situation where, older name, you know, stayed around to do jobs. That's all the Headbangers are there for.
Yeah, but the difference is this. When Macho Man was there Macho King was at the top of the card, sure. But the card was loaded with talent. They had a deep roster. So the fact that this is a name former nowadays they need guys. If they brought in a guy at the level of Jim Bronzell right now,
yeah,
he'd be like main eventer almost. That's my point. Is that like SmackDown's no. So the talent level is so low that you don't need to bring in a headbanger. Like you need to bring in people who, well. Well, you start with like about 8 guys that are developmental that shouldn't be developing. But I love this.
But are mental.
Are mental. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, we've been talking about this for the last month or so. And 2-3 weeks ago, we really went off on how NXT has become a vanity project for Triple H and where. And now everybody else is doing it. Other people are writing articles and Meltzer's talking about it. And I'm sick and tired of people listening to our show and taking what we say.
You're sick and tired.
Pretending it's their take.
See, when people listen to our show, you know what I think?
Huh. I'm until I'm victorious.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That is fucking awesome.
That's the best part of NXT.
Yeah.
But, no, I look at... I don't really give a shit about the headbangers.
Hmm.
That's my whole thought on it. They want to have tag titles. They have 6 teams. You would like them to develop their own teams.
No, or bring in some fucking teams, at
they
least.
They are. The headbangers.
No.
Who else?
I don't know. Well, fucking good. Somebody good.
At least
fucking somebody available. I don't know who's available.
At least
out
you have
there.
A solution.
Well, no, but I don't. But the point is, I mean, the point is there are teams out there that are better than the headbangers.
What?
They can't get them apparently, because they don't want to pay fuck all.
Right.
But there are better teams. Sure. There's a shitload of better teams out there. Yeah. I can think of like 10.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. what's it? Young Bucks and Addiction. And, and things like that. Right.
But they can get them.
No, I'm not saying. I don't know if they can or can't.
Oh, I see.
Obviously, you can get anybody if you want to pay for them. And they don't want to pay for them, right? So I mean, you got to look at it that way. Like they don't want to fucking pay anything. So we are left with the headbangers.
Yeah, fine.
The headbangers. Yeah. Well, what's wrong with that?
What's wrong with the headbangers?
Okay, because the headbangers. Okay, so the headbangers lose to let's say the Hype Bros.
Okay. Yes.
All right.
Which they will.
So now you're left with your quarterfinals is the Hype Bros?
No. The Headbangers are going to lose to Slater and Rhino.
All right. Slater and Rhino. So your semifinals are Slater and Rhino, mm-hmm. the Hype Bros,
yep.
the Vaude Villains, and the Usos.
Okay.
That's shit!
No. You got the American Alpha.
That's shit!
Yeah. No, the whole point is...
The whole point is that the roster is so shit that they don't need to bring... Like, don't get me wrong. You need to bring in the headbangers, but you need to bring in the headbangers and people that are better than the headbangers. You need to bring... Your roster is shit.
Yeah.
And shit, this brand split is awful. Though I have to say, the ratings for SmackDown stayed really strong considering everything.
Mm-hmm.
Raw not that strong. Not strong at all. But the ratings for SmackDown have been very, very strong.
3 hours... could possibly be too damn long.
I think it's that, but I also think that a lot of this, and seriously, I think a lot of this is that AJ Styles is a big drawing card.
Hmm? Yeah.
Because he's the star of that brand, make no doubt about it. I mean, sure. John Cena's not there all the time. Dean Ambrose and Dolph Ziggler, you could tell that was not a main event or Cena's main event guys at SummerSlam. AJ Styles is a main eventer. He's the biggest star of the brand.
He is.
And so when that brand is doing well, to me, that speaks well of him.
I think AJ Styles is probably the biggest star in the company.
Arguably. Arguably.
I mean yeah. Cena out anyway.
Yeah. No, arguably he is.
You've got... Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I just look at... Yeah, SmackDown's got your start. That's fine. That was the goal of this anyway, is to do the SmackDown ratings. So, you know...
So far, so good.
Yeah. So they.
I don't think they'll keep up, but so far it's been better. Well, it's lasting longer than I thought it would. Whereas it's holding steady at about 2.75 million.
The fact is...
Viewers and Raw is going down, and it's down to like 3.11. So
the fact is that given their current creative setup, their storyline.
Sure, I'm glad I bought two of these iced coffees.
Oh, yeah, come here. Stir them up.
The other one hasn't been stirred yet. I'm going to get to that.
Oh, good.
But
I'll do it on the other side of the room. I'll lift my arm over to the other side of the room. What were you going to say? Was it important?
Yeah. I've been saying that the current amount of the story, the way they've got their creative team set up, like, you're talking about them not sustaining it. That's just, of course they're not going to sustain it. That's, they can't sustain it given the way that they're set up. It could be, AJ could be on Raw and it wouldn't sustain it.
No, I know.
But, I don't know.
That tastes good.
There's no.
Can I have one of these nibs?
Oh, yeah. There's no answer, really.
Just reach my hands in there and touch every one of them.
Please, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
We'll get your mouth out of there.
Good nibs.
What?
Yeah. They're on the web. I see they're on the web. Is that the We Talk Wrestling website?
That is a We Talk Wrestling website.
Oh, the one and only We Talk Wrestling?
The one and the only.
Except for that other one.
Nah, fuck it. Retards. But, you know.
Yeah, somebody else is using the name now, and we asked them not to. Okay. And they said, but we have our listeners to think about.
Both of them.
We don't think it's very confusing.
No, they don't think it's confusing at all. But, so what else is happening? The Headbangers. We spent fucking 15 minutes on the goddamn Headbangers. Can we talk about something relevant?
Okay.
Let's talk about Mr. Fuji.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Fuji
passed away today. 82 years old.
82 years old. I love Mr. Fuji.
Well, then give me some memories of Mr. Fuji.
One of the best promo men.
Hi, Mr. Fuji. I'm going to take him and squeeze around his neck. And then my demolition is going to come.
No, I mean, he was, when I started, he was tag champion, or tag team, with Professor Tanaka, right?
Yeah.
Fuji and Tanaka. And then split off, and then he was, odd job, right?
Tanaka was. Odd job in the James Bond Goldfinger.
Yes, but then Fuji just took it. And wore the derby and the
cane. He took the gimmick,
So he became odd job.
Yeah.
And just, he managed a lot of, I mean, he was never at that, a lot of times you never really saw him at that level of Heenan or even, Jimmy Hart in the WWF. No. But when you look at who he managed and how he had, Don Morocco, with the Intercontinental and then he had Fuji Vice. And he had...
Was Morocco... I thought Morocco had the Intercontinental before
he... It could have been before Fuji. It could have been before Fuji. But he had Don Morocco.
He had Don Morocco.
He had the Don Morocco.
He did have the Don Morocco. And Demolition. And
then he bought Demolition from Luscious Johnny.
Yeah.
Because they started out with Luscious Johnny. And then he took him from Luscious Johnny. He had...
He started wearing the eye makeup.
Yeah, he'd wear the eye makeup. He had Killer Khan, who was set up to do that program with Hogan all around the horn after he spit the green mist in Outback Jack's face and blinded him and ended his career. But little did he know, he didn't really blind him because that man would go on to kill Osama bin Laden. Joke's on you, Fuji. But he had, they had Demolition, then he turned on Demolition and joined up with the Powers of Pain. He kind of went a bit stagnant for a little while.
Yes.
Like, for a couple of years, I would say. Like that 91, 92, he didn't really do anything. Didn't really have that many guys. He had the Berserker. But
the thing was, he was a gimmick guy. So he got gimmick wrestlers.
Yes.
Right? And so he's not a fit with a guy like Mr. Perfect, who, it's a gimmick.
Yeah, but not...
But it's not a cartoon gimmick, right?
Yeah. So he got, the Legion of Doom, he got the Powers of Pain.
Yeah.
Or not the Legion of Doom, Demolition.
But there are guys like that were gimmick, really, true gimmick, cartoon gimmicks.
Exactly, Crush.
Yeah, and guys like that were a fit for him.
Yeah. And then he got Yokozuna.
Mm-hmm.
which, you know, made sense because he was going to be hailed from Japan, so he had the Japanese. And then, of course, Yokozuna became the WWF champion when Mr. Fuji threw the salt in the eyes of the Hitman Bret Hart. And, you know, really long heel run for Yokozuna as champion, which didn't...
A year.
Which was the first time that had happened in my life.
At the time, a long heel run. I think the last time we'd had a year-long heel run in the WWF at the time would have been the year Bruno the Superstar had it. Sure. Superstar Billy Graham.
Yeah, but I wasn't really alive then.
No, I mean, if you really look back to it, I mean, if you look at that.
Yeah.
And Koloff had it for a little while, Ivan Koloff, but I mean, if you look at it, that wasn't even that long. Like, since, like, basically the late 60s.
Yeah.
Heels had only had a year-long reign, like, once.
Yeah.
By this time, in, like, 25 years. So, I mean, his reign was significant from that perspective.
Yeah.
And he was given that belt real quick.
Oh, yeah. He showed up around the Survivor Series 92.
Yeah.
Won the Royal Rumble in 93, and then won the title at WrestleMania 93. Of course, lost at WrestleMania 93 as well. Won it back at the King of the Ring against Hogan.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you had Fuji there, and then Fuji had, you know, and then they brought in on Cornette as the interpreter or whatever. And then you had...
And truthfully, in many ways, Cornette was, like, as much as he was the manager, like, I see, when I think of him as managing champion, I think of him with Demolition. Because when I think of Yokozuna's title reign, I see Cornette as the manager. More than I see Mr. Fuji as the manager.
Oh, see, I still have Mr. Fuji.
I see that as Cornette, because there's no question Cornette was, he was doing more of the promos, but also he was more involved at ringside and doing things and just the angles. And Mr. Fuji, I did like, the one thing that I liked was you talk about the bowler hat and the, you know, tuxedo, and it was a great look for a manager, and he was, like, they would always say the devious one, and you believed it. He felt like the devious one. But when he went to look, you know, with the traditional Japanese look with Yokozuna, I thought that really freshened him up.
Yeah, I thought that was a good look, too.
Yeah,
really, with the really kimono thing and everything, yeah. And then, he got Owen Hart as well.
Yeah.
And it was Owen and Yokozuna, and that was another thing Mr. Fuji was known for, was being a river.
Oh, yes.
So you had Mr. Fuji and Owen Hart together.
Yeah, two rivers, two famous rivers, but two rivers with... very, very different styles.
Yeah.
Whereas, because Owen would, they were harmless.
Mr. Fuji would cut you.
Mr. Fuji would piss on your boot and things like that, right?
Yeah.
Owen wouldn't do something like that, you know?
He'd
play a rib, like, he'd make you think you're about to be arrested.
Yes.
But he wouldn't, like,
but feed you your... he'd never piss on you.
He'd never piss on you.
He'd never feed you your own dog.
Yeah.
Like
Mr. and your Fuji. Family. a dog, you know?
Really sound.
Yeah, like he was much more cruel that way. But I don't know much about his background or where he was raised or where that came from. I'm sure that's part of it.
Japan.
Yeah, obviously, but I don't know really the situation. But as a worker, he wasn't a great worker, but I mean, it was that martial art, Japanese style. I mean, even back then, they used the salt in the eyes and the teams. Him with, Sonata.
Tanaka.
Tanaka and
Kato.
Kato?
He had Kato and Tanaka, the Orient Express, and then it became Sato and Tanaka.
But it was, yeah,
Sato. Sorry, it was Sato and Tanaka, and then it became Kato and Tanaka.
That's it, yeah.
When it was Bad Company as the Orient Express. At first, that's it right. was just the guy that would go on to manage Hakushi.
That's right.
There. And Tanaka. Paul. And then
his tag team partner, I mean, he had, you talk about, he had two of them. Saito? Was it Saito with the other one?
Chung Lee?
No. Oh. I don't think so.
He was from Korea.
Yeah. But either way. Though,
it was Saito.
It was
Saito.
But, yeah, I mean, they were multiple times. Didn't he hold, like, the tag team title, like, 3-4 times?
Maybe, yeah.
Something like that?
A couple times. But, yeah, I did forget about the Orient Express as well. It was another tag team that he, managed.
Well, they never really mounted to much, unfortunately. They were a terrific team, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But, had great matches against the Rockers.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's too bad. I mean, he was 82. I remember seeing him over 10 years ago now. I think it was in 2005, WWF Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Where, you know, he went, he was in a wheelchair then. So, you know, that was 10 years ago. And so, you know, good that he's had as long of a life that he did. You know, great, you know, part of rock and wrestling.
He was, you know, like it.
He was even in the cartoon.
Was he the best of anything? No, but yeah, that's the thing, right? Like, he was part of rock and wrestling.
Yeah.
He was in the cartoon. And as far as, like, just gimmicks that you remember and characters that you remember, he fits so well into that rock and wrestling and in that era.
Yeah.
When I say to you, name 10 people from the WWE in that era, there's a strong chance that he's one of the people people would name. They would name Savage and Hogan and Piper and you know, maybe a Hacksaw Jim Duggan, Andre the Giant,
yeah.
Bobby Heenan, and then I would think Mr. Fuji would be up there. I mean, I think some people would even name him before Jimmy Hart, even though he wasn't as big in
there. It's like DX.
Yeah. What?
Hey, Mr. Fuji's over there. I love Mr. Fuji.
I love Mr. Fuji.
Off he goes, so then Hunter can do his fucking gratuitous stuff.
That was right. That was a yeah. Well, no sense. But that's the thing. And of course, the infamous Fuji Vice skit.
So great. Fuji Vice, Fuji General.
Yeah.
You know, there was all those ones. They did the stand-up thing, too, which was awful. Yeah,
just parodies of these different skits that they were doing, these entertainment skits that were on WWE TV. They were so bad they were good, right?
Yeah.
Like him and him and Don Morocco and Fuji Vice. And,
yeah,
just awful, but great and just memorable. And yeah, I don't know. There's something about,
Fuji also got, Sika and Kamala.
That's right.
As a team when they got beat by, the Young Stallions there.
That's right.
And gave them their first win and, yeah.
Did he have the head shrinkers for a little while?
Nope.
No, I never did. How about the Headbangers?
Yes. Yes, he was an integral part of the Headbangers' career.
Huh.
No, the Head Shrinkers just had Afa, and then later they had Abu Albano.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. But that's it. I mean, if you're not from that era, you don't understand how much the different managers, like the Albanos, the Heenans, the Slicks, the Freddie Blassies, the Jimmy Harts, like how much they were part of the WWE. In many ways, they were the glue that held it together. The wrestlers could come and go, but as long as you had the managers there that always had heat, you could always put in a new guy into the act. And then in many ways, they were the heartbeat of the Federation.
They're today's Chevrolet.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So
rest in peace, Mr. Fuji.
Yeah. Joey Lawrence himself wants to mention something about Mr. Fuji's death. I hear it hit you pretty hard there.
Roll!
David Otunga, he wants to say, Raleigh!
Raleigh. Yes, I hear that's in North Carolina.
Yeah. David Otunga, also the voice of Scooby-Doo.
Yes.
People don't know that.
Yoinks.
Yeah.
Well, Scooby-Doo is teamed up with The Undertaker.
That's right.
To find something bullshit thing, I don't know.
Yeah, The Undertaker.
But they get it on pay-per-view, apparently.
Yeah, on pay-per-view.
Yes.
You can pay $9.99 for the WWE Network,
or
get fucking 40 hours worth of pay-per-views a month, or spend $9.99 to get this movie with the WWE and Undertaker and Scooby-Doo on pay-per-view.
Undertaker.
Make your choice. That is up in the air. What are the other?
It's basically holy poly.
You see that list of most popular shows on the network?
Do I want to?
Number one, TakeOver.
Yeah.
Okay. Number two, SummerSlam.
Oh, for the week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah, TakeOver, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
TakeOver, more watched than SummerSlam.
Yeah, totally get that. Totally get that. You may not be aware of this, but the WWE product currently, shit. Really, what the fuck was there to watch on SummerSlam?
Well, they had all the stars. They had Brock Lesnar.
They did have Brock. They did have Brock. But they did nothing really with Brock. It was like...
That is amazing, though. That more people were interested in watching. This is the same. More people. I mean, obviously, nobody watched NXT on pay per view, and I'm guessing probably they still have probably like 150,000 buys, probably for maybe not even.
I don't know. Brock is when Brock's on. Sometimes pay per views are more skewed.
Yeah. So I mean, it probably did end up having more people watch it, but not by much. And only because of that. That, to me, is amazing. More people. And then number three was Holy Foley. And then number four was, like, the SummerSlam pre-show. And then, like, number five was Holy Foley. And then number six was Holy Foley. Well, and then number seven was Holy Foley.
Yeah, because they put out, like, five episodes, right? The first
yes. And then it was, like, the NXT takeover. And then it was, like, an episode of Swerved or something like that. And then, yeah. And then another Holy Foley or something. So it's, like, very popular, that Holy Foley. I don't know.
No, it just means that everybody watched it.
Everybody. But that's the thing, is they watched it enough to go back and watch the next episode. They liked it enough that they didn't watch one and go, fuck it.
Yeah.
Right?
Everybody that watched it, I think, has watched it, though, now, right? That's the whole thing, right? Everybody that wanted to see it has seen it. I don't want to see it, so I haven't seen it.
Yeah. Yeah. So it has no interest in me either. And you'll watch anything WWE. You'll watch Swerve. You watch, like, fucking Ride Along.
Well, you know we didn't. You know we didn't watch yet, which we should have watched before, but
the list.
Watching a TV. Yeah, the list is great. I should just watch the countdown of the best managers.
Oh, yeah?
And
where was Mr. Fuji?
He was, like, number seven, I believe. Mm. So
I love Mr. Fuji.
I love Mr. Fuji. But,
I'm also a big fan of Nibs.
Yep.
And nice coffee.
And you love Mr. Fuji. What we do have to watch. Mm-hmm. We haven't done this show, so we can talk about it next week even. Because the producer is watching TV, so we can flip it over. But I found this new show. I don't know if I told you about this. I think I did. Legend City Wrestling.
You did tell me about this. This sounds fascinating.
It's a half an hour wrestling program from Newfoundland, Canada, that I now get because I get Newfie TV or whatever it's called. Mm-hmm. So yes, so I will watch this. I haven't watched it yet.
Mm.
So I must watch Newfoundland Wrestling and do a full report next week.
No, people will be on the edge of the seat. The question then is, will it or won't it be better than WWE?
You're aware, I already gave the answer away when I told you that it's 30 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to be on in 30 minutes or... 30 weeks, mm-hmm. is that Finn Balor fella.
So we were watching the bakery.
We were.
And we were too tired afterwards to do a show.
Well, because it was 48 hours long.
Yeah, but we watched it. Fuck. Do you remember the spot where he got hurt?
Yeah.
Do you remember what happened when that spot happened?
What?
What?
You're like, holy fuck.
Yeah, and then I said... Seth Rollins didn't protect him at all.
No.
I immediately turned to you and said he did not protect him at all. I didn't know if he was hurt or not.
No.
I actually didn't think he was, but I thought he was reckless in doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I pointed it out right away.
Yes.
This gets us back to really what I want to rant about this week.
Okay.
Wrestling is a work.
What?
It's a work.
No.
It should be.
What?
Look, I watched a shitload of wrestling last week.
Really?
I watched fucking ROH.
Who?
I watched Super J Cup.
What?
I watched NXT.
Yeah, I know them.
I watched SummerSlam.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
I watched, UFC.
Who? Well, that's a work.
That's a work. Well, it wasn't it said it was. Was that like Piper or something?
Yeah, Piper, yeah.
So anyways, I watched a lot of wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
And I gotta say,
yeah,
I am sick and goddamn tired of people that don't seem to know that it's supposed to be a work. And I'm not just talking about Chris Jericho and, you know, and his fight backstage with Brock Lesnar. I'm talking about, we probably could have put those nibs in that bag, not so close to the mic so people couldn't hear us reaching in.
I disagree.
I mean, it's too late now.
Fuck it.
But I'm sick and tired of, like I'm watching this New Japan and all this stuff, and I love it. Like, the action is great, and I realize the people we have nowadays are better athletes than ever. But we have three things that are happening regularly right now. And that is people that don't seem to know it's supposed to be at work, so they are stiff as fuck.
Okay.
People that don't seem to know it's about work.
To be fair, I've always understood when you fuck, you're supposed to be stiff.
And that's what they're like in the ring.
Wow.
Joey Ryan's giving it.
Yes.
We love nibs.
Yes. Alright, so that's one thing. Stiff like a fuck.
So you have people that are just too stiff. In fact, they're not just stiff. They're
Viagra stiff.
See, stiff is one thing. They are, they're beyond stiff. They're actually...
Like, they've come?
Yeah. Okay. And then you have the second thing, which is people that are not, they're reckless with themselves. Okay. They're so busy trying to do moves and get over with these moves that they do the moves instead of tell the story and put themselves in dangerous positions
right.
and hurt themselves.
We'll call that the Young Bucks syndrome.
Well, actually, the Young Bucks are like that at times. I mean, Sasha Banks was like that this last show. That one where she did, she hurt herself on the, I mean, she was already hurt.
Yeah.
But then she hurt herself and landed right on her head. That was her fault. Yeah. Adam Page, what he did when he did a pile driver through a table and ripped up his knee and actually took a chunk out in the ROH pay-per-view. Jay Briscoe, back bleeding all over the place from what he did. So the guys, it's all the time. Or in, you know, guys like Ishii and Tanaka in New Japan, headbutting each other, stiff headbutts to each other, like on purpose, right?
Tatanka?
Like actual headbutts, though. Actual clonking of heads, like Shibata and guys like this. So you have guys that are reckless with their own bodies, and then you have guys who are reckless with other people's bodies. This is the RVD syndrome.
Ah.
Or the Ahmed Johnson syndrome. Hmm. So you have the big... One is the Mick Foley syndrome.
Right.
The other is the RVD syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
And the last one is, you know, the Scott Steiner, or the Steiner syndrome, where they're just too stiff and they're hurting people.
Oh, the stiff one.
See, they're hurting people because they're stiff, not because they're sloppy. There's a difference. But both times you end up getting hurt. You remember it was probably about 8 years ago in WWE? Like, they had people going off fucking, like, you know, off, like, off the stage into, like, yes. padding and whatever. But and off the tables. And you don't really see those stunts anymore. And we haven't for years.
Yeah.
And they said 6-7 years ago, WWE's making a conscious effort to tone down the ring style.
Mm-hmm.
So that it's more storytelling or storytelling based and less move based and dangerous stunt based.
In case you want to kill yourself and other people too.
But that's, well, that's the thing, right? Is you get
murder.
The influence of, you get they you get the people coming from ROH who got over doing it that way.
Yes.
And New Japan and whatever, and they get to the WWE, and then you get people in the WWE trying to keep up with the new guys coming in from NXT and whatever that are doing this, and then you start getting this style again. And this is what's happened. We've gone away from storytelling and into... I mean, it used to be if somebody did a superplex off the top rope...
Superplex.
Somebody could do a superplex, and people would wait. Like, each guy would take, like, 20 seconds, and one would roll over and pin the guy. Because, I mean, they would do it very safely. It's still a huge bump. It's still dangerous. It still hurts.
Mm-hmm.
But it's safer. And they took their time. Now it's guys like Seth Rollins taking that, then immediately picking them up into a Falcon Arrow powerbomb right away afterwards. And it's like that extra bump that's not even a pinfall. And so there's not even the drama behind it that needs to be. And it's like, all this is adding up. And I just think WWE and other people, like, I'm really sick of it. It's supposed to be a work, and instead we have people trying to show off, like I say, being like reckless. Dolph Ziggler. Yes. Fucking Dolph Ziggler. Fuck. Guy's dangerous.
Fucking show off.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying, right?
Oh, yeah. I know what you're saying, but
I'm sick of it.
You're just sick of wrestling.
No, I'm sick of the guys, like, I'm sick of people not going, the guy I want to emulate is the Ricky Steamboat, who wrestled and had great matches for all those years and never hurt anybody.
Well,
instead of, I want to emulate RVD and Mick Foley, who hurt themselves or other people.
Dude, there is a new head trainer in NXT.
And I think this will help.
Yes.
I think that's one of the reasons why he probably is looking to be the, it looks like he's going to be the head trainer. Has he officially accepted the job and is moving his family?
I think so. I think they just, yeah, that seems to be the case.
Okay.
That he's going to move his family. And then you've got the...
Go into that a little more. Who is that?
Shawn Michaels is going to be the new head trainer.
Yeah.
And then the assistant trainer will be Stumpy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So, Laurinaitis signed him. But I just think that, yeah, Shawn always had that safe, high spot styling.
Shawn, if anything, was in along the lines of the Mick Foley, the guy who took too many dangerous bumps for himself, but not so much in the last half of his career, right?
Yeah.
Like, he knew when to do it. And it's okay every now and then, but it's like, you see it all the time where you're like, the injuries are mounting, and they're because people are, in every match, feeling the need to do moves that are dangerous instead of picking their spots and really perfecting it.
And who's on the
injury? And it gets sloppy.
Who's, is there anybody?
And they don't have the depth right now to help the between the suspensions and the injuries?
Yeah. Well, that's the whole thing, is like, you got, yeah, everybody loves their Adderall, so they're all suspended. But then you've got, because what, you got three people currently suspended.
Yeah.
Alberto Del Rio.
Paige,
his girlfriend, who his wife really likes.
And, oh, she loves her.
And Eva Adderall Marie.
Yeah.
But at least, you know, with Eva Marie's suspension, that opened the door to one of the greatest women's workers of all time, and Nikki Bella to return.
Fuck.
And now she's feuding with Carmella.
At least they turned Carmella heel.
Yeah.
Thank God.
No, I know. That makes total sense. But, I mean, now we've got Nikki Bella versus Carmella to look forward to. You know what?
When you say look forward to...
Yeah.
Are you talking about,
I'm talking about the SmackDown...
When you have, like, a wound. Say you have a big gaping hole in your stomach.
Uh-huh.
And it's just bleeding blood everywhere.
Right.
And there's a... duct tape around.
Yeah, yeah.
And you just duct tape it, and it still hurts.
Does it?
But it's not bleeding as much. Is that what you're talking about? It was kind of like that?
You duct taped it, though. How could it not? How could it still hurt?
Or how about when you take a fork, and you shove it in there to block the bleeding?
Yeah.
But now you shoved a fork into your fucking stomach?
Yeah, Dr. Abdullah told me to do that.
Is that kind of like what this is like?
Well, I'll tell you what it's like.
Okay.
Their next pay-per-view is aptly named.
Huh?
Because I have a backlash against this. But you're going to have a new women's champion at Backlash, new tag champs at Backlash. So they want to make Backlash a newsworthy thing. Apparently you're going to have AJ Styles against Dean Ambrose.
Mm-hmm.
So you could have a new World Wrestling Federation champion there, mm-hmm. too. Which I think I would do.
Well, they definitely should do that.
I think I would do that.
And it's not, it's partially because, it's not so much actually, I don't blame Ambrose. I think given what he's been given, he's done a good job.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, but he's been given shit to work with, but he's done a good job himself. But it's the fact that if AJ loses another title match.
Well, I just think that, no, I don't think that matters, to be honest. He'd still be John Cena and Queen, and then they kind of did a better job on SmackDown selling this armband, but still not as much. Did you?
That's because AJ actually had it.
Yeah, that's true. Did you happen to watch Talking Smack?
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, I saw that.
Shooting Smack, is that what it's called?
Mm. It's a shoot, brother.
Yeah. Did you watch the whole show?
No. I just saw that.
Okay. You should watch the whole show.
No.
Because it's only 20 minutes, because they went up early, because it's a shoot, bro.
Mm.
And,
okay, pal.
Daniel Bryan and Miz.
Yeah.
Have this confrontation.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh. And so you're saying Dixie Carter hosted it?
The internet was a buzz.
A booze.
A booze. Yeah. The internet's all, what's
a booze. So Scott, so apparently Scott Hall now is in charge of the internet.
Yes. Well, Joey Styles stepped down. They had to put somebody in. Why not a click member?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, Kevin Nash is going to book soon. If he hasn't been already. But...
Well, Vince Russo apparently is booking for them now.
Oh, fuck. The whole thing, okay,
yes.
is this... Shoot.
You did quotation marks when you said that, right?
Yes.
Quote-unquote, shoot.
Oh, my gosh, it's a shoot as shit. It's Daniel Bryan's still not, you know, he's still sensitive about being around wrestling, and now he can't come back to wrestling. And, oh, and then they brought it up, and they did this. And it was, okay, about 3 minutes before this shoot, Carmella attacked Nikki Bella to the point where the Usos had to break it up. And then they're all like, Nicole, are you okay? Nicole? What happened?
Nicole, not me.
Are you okay? Oh, somebody get help. Oh my god, are you okay?
Yeah.
Is she gone? Is Carmella gone? She's gone. Is she gone? Should we continue? Is she gone? I'm like, fuck off.
Paul, I can't feel my legs, Paul.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You get that reference, or you
don't. Oh, fuck. Just dumb. And then they have this. I mean, Miz cut the best promo he's ever cut.
Maybe. But, that was a fucking great promo.
But it was just like, it guess what it's going to lead to? Nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, nothing.
I wonder if they don't bring it up on SmackDown. I wonder.
Oh, no, they could bring it up on SmackDown so that it can lead to nothing.
Probably.
Daniel Bryan's not wrestling again. So it will lead to nothing.
I don't know that at least... Just because Daniel Bryan doesn't wrestle again doesn't mean it necessarily leads to nothing. Like...
So what, now it's going to be the babyface general manager against the heel intercontinental champion booking him and
but even if it gets Miz over more, and it leads to... Yeah, but it does lead to a general manager having somebody represent him, or at least... Then it's not nothing. Like, it's only nothing if you drop it and you don't do... But if you do something good with it, but it doesn't have to...
Say that again.
If you do something good with it...
Yeah, that's what you said. Remember when you said that?
I remember. I remember.
Oh, that's the funniest thing.
It's something good. So it'll lead to nothing.
Oh, shit. No. You know what I will say, though? They pay a lot more attention to detail than they used to.
Oh, do they?
Like, at the beginning of SmackDown, AJ comes in, right? Talking to Baron Corbin and Cruz and Dolph Ziggler. You know? They've always been really chummy.
Always.
And never feuded.
Nope.
And so they should really be in the same locker room, just, you know, hanging out and not hitting each other. That would be good.
That would be good.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
My God. So we got Finn Balor, we got Finn Balor.
Moved out for
a year?
6 months.
Yeah, 6 to 9, I think they said. Right?
Originally they said 4 to 6, but apparently the surgery did not go well.
Oh. Well, he's Irish.
What the fuck does that have to do with anything?
Huh? I don't know. Just pointing it out. Just a fact.
I'm not saying no, it's a fact.
Yeah, see? Yeah, Kurt Hawkins taught me that.
Kurt Hawkins.
The inventor of the fact gimmick.
Yeah. Tyson Kidd's gonna come back and steal it, though.
Yeah, Tyson Kidd's gonna come back.
Yeah, steal it, though. Oh, wait.
He's going to be Daniel Bryan's guy. Man.
Yeah, that's right.
But I just look at... So now you got this Fatal Foreskin on Raw.
Foreskin?
Yeah, on Raw.
Foreskin.
For the World Wrestling Federation Universal Championship. And you have Seth Rollins.
Don't sound so excited.
Well, yeah, how can you not when you have Seth Rollins... Roman fucking Reigns. Yeah. Big Cass and Kevin Owens in this match. Now, the original plan had Seth Rollins not recklessly throwing Finn Balor into the dasher board.
Yeah.
Was that it was going to be Balor against Owens.
Yes.
At Clash of Champions. And that was going to lead to whatever their next pay-per-view is in October, Hell in a Cell, I guess.
Uh-huh.
A three-way with Owens, Balor and Jericho.
Mm.
That was what was on the books, which is amazing to me that they booked two pay-per-view matches ahead.
Which is why I'm skeptical that that was actually on the books.
But
that was the rumor.
That was a rumor. Mm. And so, I don't know. I look at that and it's
you
like,
put the belt. Look at the four guys who are available.
Yeah, it's Kevin Owens.
It's got to be Owens. Like you, and it's strange that they're doing a four way and they're putting the belt on right away and they're doing this while they're doing the all the tournaments over another end and the cruiserweight.
Well, but because the next one is Night of Champions.
Yeah. Right?
So why wouldn't you just fucking okay then? Let's just have the final. But unless they feel that they just did that at SummerSlam.
I suppose.
I mean, I don't know.
I don't know.
And maybe they think they need to opt the Raw rating.
I don't know. I don't know that this will, but I do know.
Oh, I do know that it won't.
What do you think is Cass's ceiling? Like, they obviously see him as a future world champion.
Cass's ceiling is about 7 foot tall.
No. Probably a 6'8", shoot. Maybe 6'7".
Yeah. So his ceiling is 7 feet. You gotta have some weight.
What do you think is his ceiling in wrestling?
Oh, I mean, it's the thing is like they just wanna. They see this guy, like they need new people, and I see Big Cass. It's the Vince thing. Like, is he better than Kurgan? Probably. That's where I see him. I see him as better than Kurgan.
Better than Braun Strowman?
Yeah. Okay. But it's like. But that's the whole thing, is like, could he have a match against, who?
It'll be interesting to see. I mean,
who?
He's probably only getting the one. I mean, after this, I expect he's going back to the tag program, but maybe not. I don't know.
The thing is he is a great, they are a great opening match tag act.
Well, he's over because Enzo's over. Like you say,
mm-hmm.
when Enzo got hurt, he was getting polite applause, not the same type of reaction that Enzo gets. It was polite applause because he's Enzo's friend.
It's not even that.
He's not a dislikable guy, but he's kind of dorky, though. Like, he's kind of a little forced and a little, I don't know. Like,
the pop comes from the music, though.
Yeah.
As soon as that hits, the people pop. And then,
his promos without Enzo during that period.
But then Cass comes out.
Yeah.
And it's like, where's Enzo?
Yeah.
Right?
Like I say, and then it was polite applause.
So, with Enzo as a manager for Cass, right? It's, I don't know, but it's still not, like, he's been in a tag program.
Yes.
And, like, he came up through developmental as a tag wrestler, right? Like, all but, like, when Colin Cassidy came in, what did he have, like, 3 or 4 squash matches, maybe 3, him and Enzo got together?
Yeah, something like that.
And I think that was even before NXT was on the network.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Like,
back when the Score used to carry it here.
Yeah, when we'd watch it, and it was, like Richie Steamboat and Leo Kruger and shit.
Yeah.
And so it was like, if I'm looking at it that way, he's a tag wrestler, so he's not been in singles anything.
But the thing is, it's such a perfect tag team. Even as a tag team, their upside to me is capped to a certain level.
Sure.
Because we're in a day and age where if you can't have good matches, you can only reach a certain level.
Mm-hmm.
Like it used to be, I mean, Kevin Nash could be champion, and for a year. And it was fine. I mean, you wouldn't have good matches, but people wouldn't shit on him for not having good matches.
Well,
he wouldn't be as big a draw as he could have been.
Yes.
But people won't shit on him. But nowadays, people actually shit on you for having bad matches. Like, even a guy like Roman Reigns gets shit on for having bad matches when he doesn't. You know what I mean? Like, it's
well, he gets shit on for being pushed down our throat. But that's why he gets shit on. Is because he gets pushed down people's throat.
Well, but part of the reason why people didn't want to push down their throat was because was the assumption he couldn't wrestle.
Well, and I don't know. It's not the assumption that he...
No, you're right. Those you can't wrestle chants. Those meant nothing.
No, they didn't, because
I'm grabbing some nibs.
Yeah, because the reason that he got the heel heat is because people wanted Daniel Bryan. And that was the start of the heel heat for him. So when it was you can't wrestle, it's because we want Daniel Bryan, who can wrestle better than anybody. when he fights AJ Styles, he can't wrestle. They're just comparing him to the guy that he's wrestling. I mean, if he wrestles Kurgan, they may still chant it at him. But
no, but I mean, the thing about Cass is, I mean, what to me when I see I don't see him as a future world champion.
God bless the guy, but
yeah, like I think he has an awkward body. I think he's an awkward talker to me. And he's not that good a wrestler. And like, it's like, don't get me wrong, he's big. So, him versus Braun Strowman, if you build it up, no, but it'll work the first time. Like, we've seen this. I've seen this a million times, even when I think it won't work. But if you build him up properly, and then you put Braun Strowman in the ring one time with Big Show, either at a Royal Rumble or in a singles match, people will be interested one time. And because I saw it with Big Show and fucking Great Khali, who sucked. And I've seen it a million times. People are always like, what's going to happen when the big guys fight? And it's always been like that. And it will always be like that. Once they've seen it once and they realize it'll suck, because it's the curiosity.
WCW used to build up Wrath.
Yeah.
Like every year to fight Goldberg.
Mm-hmm.
Like they give Wrath like 5 or 6 weeks in a row of wins, and then put him against Goldberg. Like, they did that, like, 3 times.
Yes.
With the same guy.
Yes, but the point being that 2 big guys will always grab the interest of the crowd. Will always grab a pop. But it only happens once.
Yeah.
So the amount of matches that people will be interested in seeing a Braun Strowman or a Big Cass or anybody like this in is limited, because it has to be that guy.
Yes.
Who they want to see the big face off of the 2 big guys.
I look at Colin, and I don't understand.
But as far as a weekly, no, they're not going to want to watch him wrestle. When they're doing this on Monday, I think the crowd will be chanting for the heel, Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
Strongly.
Yeah. I think so, because I think that's who the crowd wants, given those choices. I mean, again, like, Sami Zayn should be in the spot that Colin Cassidy is in right now.
Absolutely.
And just, then you can have him, or, I mean, I guess you can't have Cesaro, because he's in a useless thing with Sheamus. But, like, when you look at...
No, you couldn't fucking give up on something that important.
No. When you look this is a four-way, and the last time you did a major four-way, right, was the night after WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And who did we have in there? We had AJ, we had Owens,
mm-hmm.
we had... Who else? AJ Owens. Sami Zayn was supposed to be in it, but then got jumped, so that put in Cesaro. And then there was one more guy.
Finn.
What?
What?
Finn. The day after WrestleMania.
Yeah, wasn't it?
Finn Balor?
No. Because they had the 4-ways at the 2 4-way matches.
No. I'm talking about after WrestleMania. They had that for that AJ won to challenge Roman for the belt.
Oh yeah, was it Jericho?
Might have been Jericho.
It was Jericho.
Yeah, but I mean, that's what you have to essentially live up to, and you know, Big Cass is not going to be able to do that.
No, he's not.
Right? Vince just has an erection for Big Cass right now because he's young and he's the tall guy they brought up. Right? It's
yeah.
Yeah, let's do something with him, and then, yeah, people don't think I want to develop new stars. Let's develop this guy.
Pat. Yeah, but it's like, we're going to develop this guy, but he's not...
He's not ready.
Well, he's not ready. He'll never be at that level. But the thing is, he's looking at it going, oh, this is my kind of guy. And the crowd loves him, because usually his kind of guy we've historically been shitting on over the last several years.
Yes.
So this is somebody where you're going, see, now we have something that the crowd likes and I like, but he's not getting it. That
why we're
liking him, yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah. So Owens has got to be it.
Owens has got to be it. If it's not Owens, they'll be making a mistake. I'm wondering what Joey Lawrence thinks of this, of Kevin Owens as possibly the champion.
K.O.!
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Big Kevin Owens fan.
Fan.
Yeah.
What do you think David Otunga thinks? Can we ask him?
No.
Golly!
I said, shut up, David. Go fucking back to the bar and drink a coffee where no one will bother you. The Dudley Boys.
Dudley
Boys.
Again, because you have so much depth. So what you want to do is you want to take away the Dudleys. They're in their mid-40s.
Mm-hmm.
And get rid of them.
Yeah, because they're the headbangers.
Exactly. Swap them out. That's an even fucking trade. The headbangers?
Yeah, headbangers for the Dudleys. Yeah, it's weird. I don't understand kind of what...
Why? No, I don't think anybody does. Yeah. It
seems really strange that it was... Yeah, I don't know. Like, they seem like they agreed on a deal, and we're going to sign a deal, and then they started pushing them that they were going to split up, or whatever.
And we were going to see... I think people were... in fact, I know that there was a buzz in the internet and Twitter and shit like that for Bully Ray in WWE to see what he could do.
Because
he was such an effective character for TNA. One of the things that kept them from being awful for a few years there. Like, you know, just bad, but not awful. Like, he was...
No, TNA was good then.
Well, there was periods where they were bad still. But there was periods where they were good, and a lot of that was him.
Yeah.
He was terrific.
Having aces and eights and everything, yeah, he was great.
And so it's a real, like, it's an odd thing. And they didn't bury them on the way out. They used them properly. They put over another team. Gave him a nice send off. Obviously, they're going to the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
But it's just, I don't know if it's expenses. I don't know if it's. But if you're, like, again, if you weren't bringing in the headbangers, it would make sense to me. But you are bringing, if you're bringing up the Revival and fucking four other teams that were ready, which they don't have down there anyways right now, but.
Down where?
Down there. But.
Oh, you have Gargano and Ciampa.
Okay, so that's the second team.
No. I'm waiting. November, I'm going to say.
Oh, I'm not saying you bring them up now. I'm saying you could, though.
No, I'm waiting until November. I figure after the Dusty Classic is when Ciampa turns.
Ciampa is turning on him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which would be great.
I love that TJP and Gargano match from the Cruiserweight Classic, by the way.
Yeah.
But that was great. Great. I actually do not know the spoilers to the semifinals, do you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Let me give them to you.
Okay.
Okay.
No, I do not know on purpose.
What?
Like, I don't know. I do know. Yeah, but it's more fun to watch the match when you don't know.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah.
Was he supposed to get busted open with an elbow? I don't know.
Fucking people were texting me, asking me. Yeah. Did Brock go into business for himself? Yes. I'm like, mission accomplished. No, he did not. Well, no,
yeah, he did
not.
That became the shoot. It was real.
It's a work, brother.
It's a work, you stupid fucks. Anybody that...
Alright, tell me who's in the semifinals, because I was going to say I would put the title on the Cruiserweight Classic. I would put it on TJP, on TJ Perkins, but
yeah.
I don't know if he even made it that far. So.
There was TJP against Stop Looking At Me Swan, I believe, and TJP won.
Hmm. Interesting.
I believe it was Grand Metalik.
Mm-hmm.
Against Akira Tozawa, and Metalik won.
Yeah.
Then there
Sabre Jr. got Dar.
Yeah, Sabre Jr. beat Noam Dar.
Yeah.
Right? So that ends that fucking Noam Dar thing.
Thank God.
He's
the shittiest guy left.
Yeah, but he's from Israel.
I know.
And
it was...
and then the Brian Kendrick.
Yes.
Against Kota Ibushi.
So Ibushi wins?
So, I mean, he didn't sign a contract.
Mm.
So, Kota Ibushi wins. And it ends the show with please sign Kendrick chants. Kendrick doing the whole farewell. Daniel Bryan comes into the ring, gives him a big hug, raises his hand. So, there's a big... send off for that, but apparently they were doing some. And I don't know if this is just for the live show or for the TV show or what, but they were doing some tag matches with the guys, like all the Bollywood Boys who had a tag match against a couple of the other guys.
Yeah, they might just be filling out the time for the crowd. They might be setting it up. Who knows what they're doing?
I'm sure maybe for the crowd because, I mean,
right,
otherwise you're having four matches you came out for and then there's
exactly.
You're into these NXT spoilers?
A little bit. I skimmed it.
Yeah.
I skimmed it.
So it's,
I mean, obviously Joe's not coming up.
So what we're doing with these NXT segment, or NXT is, we're hoping for some backstage segments.
Yeah.
Because that was, this is a filler set of tapings, if there ever was one.
Yeah, that's what I was getting from reading.
It was like, I'm just like, wow, so what's happening? Nothing. Okay, good to next week. Oh, yeah, nothing. And then there's, no, nothing. And, yeah, let's cap that off with the nothing.
Nothing.
So, yeah, I don't know when the next tapings are. I don't know if maybe, like, again, Dusty Classic happens in October, doesn't it? Like, that's the thing, is I don't know
when it is. I thought it was late September.
I didn't hear a lot of tag matches. Like, I thought the finals were NXT
taping. But are they even taping those on NXT?
Well, they did before. So, like, the finals were...
Yeah, but I thought, from what I understood this time, was it would be, like, the Cruiserweight Classic, its own tag team show. A separate show. Take the spot of Cruiserweight Classic. And be its own show, the Dusty...
I see.
That's what I thought. And then after that, they're thinking about doing the women's one and putting it in there. That's what I was...
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, hopefully. But yeah. Yeah.
Well, they need tag teams.
They definitely need tag teams. So, they definitely do. Know. But, you know, I mean, it's okay because they got...
well, you know who can win it? The Headbangers.
The Headbangers?
Moss and Thrasher.
Golly.
Fucking Headbangers. Yeah, it's... But then it made sense. Like, it's not gonna be... It can't be the Godwins. Like, so... Who the fuck else is there? Seriously.
Well, you can't... Oh, fuck. Okay, fuck. Who's a possible tag team you could bring in?
You can't... Al Snow's...
I really haven't thought about this.
Al Snow is
Al Snow's not possible.
Al Snow's not possible. So you can't have the New Rockers.
I'm thinking more about teams from like 2005 to 2015.
What?
You know, a little bit later.
Like. Umaga's dead, so you can't have 3-Minute Warning. Right? You can't have Billy and Chuck. You can't have Chuck Palumbo and Sean O'Hare. You can't have...
what about those guys? They were... I'm Robbie.
The Highlanders.
The Highlanders!
What about, you can't have Cade and Murdoch. Can't have the Hardys.
You could have the Highlanders, though.
No, you watched a TNA show. Fuck that guy.
Oh, that's right. You went to a TNA show.
You watched a TNA show.
He was in the crowd.
And they put him on camera. So yeah. Fuck those guys.
Yeah. His name was Robbie.
Robbie. They were great in Ohio Valley.
Yeah. The Bashams.
Speaking of Ohio Valley.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Bashams.
The Damager.
Yes.
Yeah, you could do the Bashams.
Doug and Danny Basham.
That would be better than the Headbangers.
Would it?
Yes. Yes, it fucking would.
I don't think it'd be much better than the Headbangers.
You can do Conway and fucking Eugene.
Well, what about Grania and Conway?
What about
La Resistance?
No, what's his name is suing the company, isn't he, or whatever, and he's talked shit about them?
Both of them?
No, the other one. The one that's not Grania.
Okay, we have Grania and Conway then.
Yeah, Grania and Conway.
Yeah.
Sure. Conway and Grania and...
Yeah, so Dupree. Can't have Dupree. So you can't have Kenzo Suzuki and Rigetti Prefin.
No.
Damn it.
Can't have that money drawing duo.
Huh?
No. No.
Let's see. Can't have Balls Mahoney and Axel Rotten.
No.
Can't have the Dudley Boys.
Yes, you fucking can.
Oh.
Actually, you fucking can.
Let's see. What other tag teams were there?
Somebody from the Spirit Squad? You put somebody together there?
They have Ziggler.
Mm-hmm.
Who else?
Oh, just two of random members. You know.
Who the fuck were they?
Mikey and...
Was that Ziggler?
No, I don't think that was Ziggler, wasn't it?
What about DX? What about Smith and Archer?
Okay.
You know, but those Japanese teams don't really work out. Look at TK61.
Or Gallows and Anderson.
Yeah.
They just don't work out.
They don't. So there you go. So, okay, so that ends that. what about Brodus Clay and Atron?
No.
Okay.
How about London and Kendricks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Money. Put her chomp on Gargano then.
Feud.
Sorry, pal. We already have a midget team.
Mm.
What about... didn't they have... didn't they have a couple of Japanese guys that teamed up?
Kindai?
Yeah, but there was another one.
No, Jimmy Wang Yang and somebody?
And Akio.
Sure. There?
Yeah.
Wasn't he Akio?
He could have been.
I think he was Akio.
And was there another one?
Yeah, there was that other guy, though.
Yeah.
That guy who looked tough.
They teamed.
Johnny the Bull and...
Johnny the Bull and...
somebody?
Vito.
Sure. Vito sued him. But actually, Johnny the Bull, I think it might be, too.
Oh.
What
about... what about if Goldust teamed up with, like, R-Truth?
Money.
I'm just trying to, yeah, like, what other...
We've named, like, a bunch.
No, we haven't. Well, we have, but they can't. We haven't named anybody that's possible.
Not anybody?
Not anybody.
I think we might have named somebody that's possible.
Hmm.
What about...
What about Money, Inc.?
Sure, well, yeah, but why not do Money, Inc.? Why not bring back Ted DiBiase? Okay. Junior.
And Bray Wyatt?
I was going to say Bo Dallas.
Oh, yeah.
And I was actually going to say Money, Inc.
Yeah.
Because that is their kids.
Yeah, that's true.
So, you know, or the DiBiases, both of Bret and Ted. And at this point...
The new Money, Inc.
See, you know, yeah.
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 You could do that. With Bo Dallas, it could be limited as opposed to incorporated.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, it could be.
Talent's limited.
I think he's much more talented than they think.
That would be perfect.
Yeah,
but you do have... I mean, but again, they're on roll. So that doesn't help SmackDown. What seems to Raw?
My brain's starting. Okay, let's get off this. What do you think of Chris Jericho?
What?
And first off, what did Joey Lawrence? He was there live. He's our ringside reporter. What did he think of Chris Jericho getting in the face of Brock Lesnar in their altercation? What do you think about it?
Well, he's silent. You know why? Because nobody gives a fuck.
People did give a fuck.
Yeah, I know. Those people are idiots.
Oh, I think what's hilarious is Chris Jericho will fight anybody. Like, he's the bravest motherfucker. But,
oh, fuck. Yeah, exactly, because there's a fine line between bravery and stupidity.
Yes.
And Jericho is, you're talking about brave, I'm going to go over with this stupid.
He was stupid for getting in Brock's face because Brock could have killed him?
No. Stupid for getting into Brock's face because he's a fucking wrestler and he just watched a fucking wrestling match.
Yeah, but that's not why they really got into a fight. They didn't get into a fight over the match. They got into a fight because Brock's an asshole.
No, they got into a fight because Jericho's going, "Who's at the finish? Who's at the finish? Who's at the finish?" And Michael Hayes is like, "What are you talking about? Like, just go away."
Well, he asked him, he said,
"Bullshit. This bullshit. I'm Chris Jericho. Why don't you tell me to finish? There's bullshit."
No.
Michael Hayes didn't want to tell him.
Here's how it goes. It didn't go like that.
It did.
It goes, "No, it didn't. No, it didn't. Okay, here's how it goes."
Okay.
He comes over to him and he says,
"Why don't I ask Joey?"
He says, "Is Orton all right?" He goes, and Michael Hayes says, "Yeah, I think he's okay." He says, "Is that the finish?" Michael Hayes goes, "I can't tell you."
Yeah.
And he goes, "That's bullshit. Why?" And Brock walks through the curtain at that point.
Yeah.
And Brock goes, "Why don't you mind your own fucking business?"
Mm-hmm.
And Jericho says, "Excuse me?" So, "Why don't you mind your own fucking business, you pussy?" And then he drops the other F-bomb.
What
happened.
What's the other F-bomb?
Rise of Maggot.
Oh. Remember when Sergeant Slaughter called you that?
I remember that. Like, will you call me a maggot? Maggot?
Yeah, they call you a maggot.
Oh, I misheard it?
Yeah, I misheard it.
That explains why he said it quietly.
Yes. Yeah, he's signing autographs with Darren Young. Weird. Awkward.
Here, I thought it was
the
Ricky
whole thing Steamboat. Was just a misunderstanding, but the fact was...
But the fact is the asshole is Brock Lesnar again.
Why?
Because all Jericho did was ask, say, you know what, if you won't tell me the... Because that is bullshit. If somebody asked
all
you the first
was,
you
that
to
was
hit.
Bullshit. They said, that's bullshit.
Yeah. So Lesnar flies off the handle, says a lot of stuff that nobody else could get away with saying. And without...
Brad Maddox could.
Oh, yeah, Brad. Except for Brad Maddox.
Yes.
And Jericho stands up for himself. Good for him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, and Michael Hayes is the idiot for not just saying what the finish is, and Vince McMahon's the idiot for wanting to hide the finish when it doesn't matter. Why not just say to him, yeah, that was the finish. And Jericho would have went, okay.
Well, Michael Hayes is fine. I mean, Michael Hayes is just trying to keep his jaw off.
Yeah.
Michael Hayes is not
No, they're going to let, if he attempted to crush Jericho, if that was the correct finish, he probably would have lost that job that he's had with the company for 30 years. He's on the line. You know, he can get drunk at fucking Stephanie's wedding and sing on stage and drop N-bombs to Mark Henry.
Wow, he couldn't.
That's okay.
Nobody did.
But if he said to Chris Jericho that was the finish after the match, he's fucking done with.
Yeah, but when he dropped the N-bomb...
He got suspended.
Yeah.
He's right back where he was.
No, he's not. That's the point.
Not
he's not.
Not quite, but pretty close.
He didn't, but he doesn't have any of the stock options. He just, he's saying,
he
know
does
what?
Now.
He's told him.
Yeah, he does now.
He doesn't.
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does now.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
Okay, he does. So he does. So he wants to give all that up again, then, is what you're saying.
For telling the finish.
He could.
No, fuck that.
Okay, look, who's it? Okay, let me just figure out this out here, because I'm trying to figure out all what the hierarchy is here. So we've got Michael Hayes. And who's Michael Hayes then reporting to if he's now in this massive multi-billion-dollar position that you've got? Who does he report to?
He's a billionaire. Well, obviously, billionaire Ted.
Billionaire Ted, exactly. Yeah. So who does? But who does he then directly report to?
Probably Triple H.
Okay, Triple H. And then who does Triple H report to?
Probably to Stephanie. Usually,
Stephanie. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Stephanie and Vince, right?
Yeah.
Reasonable people.
Reasonable
people. So they, when Michael Hayes gives Chris Jericho.
Because Vince McMahon was okay telling him that Chris Jericho that it was a work. It's a work. It's a work, pal.
Well, after, yeah. I know.
But he's all right. Like, Michael Hayes had just gone, if I only told him that it was a work. Chris Jericho just didn't know. He didn't know wrestling isn't real.
The thing was is that Hayes did kind of tell him it was a work. When he did it, he just didn't pick up on it. Is Randy okay? I think he's going to be fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, because my IQ is, you know, not quite at Raven level, but, you know, it's,
how about Kevin
it's
Nash
more
level?
Than six. And so I
how about Kevin Nash level?
Well.
And I don't know that you're as smart as six was. He's not that, I mean, he's done a lot of drugs, but he's not dumb.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. But that's the thing, right? So you should have picked up on it there, but I mean, again, so all they had was this heat of the moment thing that got blown out of proportion and everybody left and life just moves on.
Yeah, nobody's punished for it.
No, because it
but
just...
Brock Lesnar is an asshole.
Uh-huh.
And Chris Jericho is a brave but stupid motherfucker.
Yeah. So then we got no new information out of this.
Nope.
No. So that's the information.
Why the fuck are we talking about it? Why did you bring it up?
Yeah, because...
I have a question. Actually, we have a question, a listener question about the Big Show. Why don't we get to that?
Okay.
Do you remember? Who was it? Who was it who asked us? Because Big Show. Remember a couple weeks ago there, or 2 or 3 weeks ago there?
No.
Big Show announced his retirement.
He did.
So somebody asked us. Who was it?
I don't know.
What are his career highlights?
Oh, right, okay. Yeah,
remember?
Someone did
who
ask.
Was,
her, who or, was I don't know who it was, but I'm not looking it up. It was 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
This is what our thoughts of the Big Show's career was. And highlights.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you like to go first?
I was hoping you would. Well,
I got two words for you.
Okay.
Cobo Hall.
It is tough to top that.
really is. I mean, what are you talking about the Big Show? Like, unfortunately, the Big Show really hasn't had a lot of career highlights. He's a big guy. He's a big guy. He got put into a prominent position right away with Hogan in 95. Did that bullshit with the Cobo Hall thing that Gordon Sully quit over. And then you had...
And that bullshit, for those of you who are complaining about WWE storytelling, was...
Yes. They had a monster truck match on the roof.
Literally, monster trucks having like a wrestling match.
A sumo match. And then they were supposed to have a wrestling match.
One driven by Hogan, one driven by the Giant.
Yeah, the Big Show.
Designed for them.
And then they started fighting, and the Big Show somehow got to the side of the roof off the edge. And Hogan punched him, and the Big Show fell off the roof of the Cobo Hall.
Mm-hmm.
And Hogan, it was a big dramatic thing where Hogan tried to catch him, and I don't know what he was gonna do, because he was gonna catch him and be dragged down with him, because the guy was like 400 pounds.
Yeah.
But, too many. But anyway, it came time for the match, and of course the Big Show's dead.
Yeah.
Except
of course he fell off a 20-foot or 20-story building or whatever.
Yeah. Into water, apparently.
Yeah.
And
he's 400 pounds. He would be dead.
And we know this, that he fell into water.
Yeah.
Because he came to the match with seaweed on him.
Yeah.
So just to be clear. But
they were talking about how indestructible he was because he survived that fall.
Yes, but just to be clear, here's some seaweed so that, you know, because seaweed is common to the, you know, to the moats around a building.
Yes. Not only is seaweed common, but if you got some on you and you crawled out because you survived and you were on your way to the ring and it takes about 20 minutes, you wouldn't have time to take that shit off.
It's staying right on there.
That stuff. You can't just take off seaweed.
Holzer.
Yeah.
But anyway. So the Giant, I mean, he comes, he beats Flair, then later in, you know, probably about a year from there, about 9 months from there, from that match, he beats Flair for the title.
He won the title in his very first match.
Well, from Hogan.
Yeah.
He didn't win in his very first match.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He won the title in his very
so he
first
won the
match.
Title in the Cobo Hall?
I don't know if that was his first match, was it? I don't think it was, but he did. I'm going to look it up right now. His real name, by the way, is Paul Ruth.
Right.
Yeah.
Riff.
Paul White. Oof. All right. Paul. Paul Wright. Right. Right. And I got it white. I got it confused. Because Paul, that makes sense. You understand? Paul Wright and Paul White. Because White makes Paul.
I think one of the Big Show's career highlights is what he called the Kai and Tai goofs. Remember that?
Oh, yes. I remember that. Who do you think scripted that for him? Huh. Yeah, I think he's working for the WWE again. Because here's the thing about WWE, because they're all doing all this shoot bullshit.
Uh-huh.
Like 6 weeks ago or whatever, 2 months ago, when what's-his-ass got suspended, Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
I remember listening to the Vince Russo podcast. Don't ask me why. I can't remember why. But I was listening to the Vince Russo podcast, because he does one like every day there, podcast one or whatever. I don't know why. They're usually pretty shitty, but it was some reason I was listening. I can't remember what it was.
Okay.
But he was bitching, like he had like a guest on I was curious about or something. But he was bitching about how they're not using the reality that is there for him. If this guy is suspended, they should be having people talk about it and about what he was using and use that to gather heat. They should be using reality and shooting and working the shoots. And now that's what they're doing. So, yeah. Yeah, wonderful. Okay, so here it was. Paul White made his professional debut at Halloween Havoc, defeating Hulk Hogan via disqualification.
Okay, so that's the thing. Okay, so it was that match because it was a disqualification match, and because Jimmy Hart had put in the contract that the title can change hands under disqualification, thus turning on Hulk Hogan and joining the Giant.
Yes.
So he became WCW World Champion for the first time.
Right.
In his first match, and was stripped of the title a week later.
Yes. Yes. Because it was, because of the Jimmy Hart thing. And then they had the World War III.
Yes.
And Randy Savage won, I
believe. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And you're right, he did end up beating him, Fire. Yeah, after he had his feud with Luckness. Because, you know, the crowd will always pop when two big guys get in the face of each other.
One time.
He had that feud with him, and then, you're right, he beat Flair for the title.
Yeah, in April of 96, I guess.
And then he go on, he would defeat Sting clean on pay-per-view and Luger clean on pay-per-view.
Yep.
And to kind of establish him. And he was pretty awesome, actually, because when he was young, he was like 24 there. He could do drop kicks, even though at his size and all that stuff. I don't know if he should have as a giant, but he could. He was pretty athletic. And he was a big man.
He joined the NWO.
I can't even explain that one. Why that was. But you're right, he did have I don't know how he got over it. There he was, just with black tights and black boots.
Yeah, that's right. Never get over. But he was 7 feet tall.
And you can't teach that.
Join the NWO.
Probably shoot 6'9", 6'9" and a half. About the same size as Andre was.
Mm-hmm.
The shoot height, yeah.
But, joined the NWO. He, you know, they had the whole thing, and then it didn't take long for him to have a falling out with the NWO. And then him and Luger were, you know.
We don't have to go over his whole career. What are the highlights? I know what you're going to say. Come on.
Well, the point I'm getting at is that.
You have a point.
Yes. Is that he came over by doing all of this. And then he showed up to WWE, and he lost to Steve Austin clean on Raw.
Oh, fuck. Yes. So he does all this, and. He's not happy there. He's doing jobs to Goldberg.
And Vince McMahon is
on free TV. And
is telling anybody.
He almost had his neck broken legit by Kevin Nash when he fucked up a powerbomb in their feud.
Yes.
But remember, they had a feud because it was two big guys squaring off.
Yes,
That got over.
Yes. After Nash was going to find out he was going to job and no-showed Starrcade.
Yes.
But it was.
Oh, Kevin Nash.
No.
He's a professional.
Gives themselves new heads for Christmas, for Christ's sake.
So, the point being, yeah, you're right, he has a good, but he's still upset with his use over there.
And Vince McMahon
is pushed down the card, he's dropping to DDP, he's dropping to Goldberg, he's dropping like he's,
Vince,
you know.
Is telling anybody who will listen.
Remember, actually, one of my favorites was when he came out and did his promo on DDP to kick off their feud, where he called him Leatherface.
Oh, yeah.
And then Bobby Heenan's like, Leatherface, and legitimately thought that was the funniest thing he'd ever heard, and couldn't stop laughing.
Yes.
And repeating it, going, Leatherface.
Well, and he smoked his way to the ring at one point.
Oh, yes, yes. Remember, yeah, he was smoking, and Disco Inferno tried to convince him that that was bad for his health.
Mm-hmm.
How could you be coming to the ring smoking? You're on national TV, and there are kids watching, and that's bad for you.
Yes.
Bad for you.
Bad. But no,
it's
I mean,
now.
Vince would tell anybody who listened about how he would book the big show and how wonderful and how great he would do and blah, 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 blah. And then he gets him and, yeah, he loses to Austin clean on Raw.
Yes.
Right away.
Yes.
They give him Taker as a tag team partner.
With no build, he came over from WCW on his first match, lost clean in the ring to Steve Austin.
Yes. And then lost at WrestleMania in a winner gets to be the referee of the main event match. So Foley.
To make Foley. It was a Boiler Room Brawl, wasn't it?
I think it was I think that was at Backlash the next week. But it were next month. But it was a no disqualification or something. He got disqualified. It was stupid.
Yeah.
But then he starts teaming with Taker.
Yeah.
And then does they figure, okay, well, Taker's the guy, and put him with Taker, and Taker will mentor him or whatever.
Yeah.
Show him the way, right? And then they're upset that he's fat, and so they send him down to Ohio Valley. And this hugely promising star is sent down to.
I thought he was champion before he got sent down to Ohio Valley.
He could have, yeah.
I'm pretty sure that was because I think he was, if I remember correctly, he was.
He would have been 99, so yeah, then he would have won the Survivor Series.
Yeah, he got the belt before that, and that was where he feuded, of course, with Big Boss Man.
Which is the highlight.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say to you.
My daddy.
That's all I wanted you to do.
Yep. Maybe. But it's just hilarious that he got sent, a former World Wrestling Federation champion has been sent down to Wild Valley Wrestling.
Came back and was part of that Four Corners Mania match. Like, he came back to a major push, but they did. They sent him down there to teach him how to work under Jim Cornette and to get him in shape.
Yeah.
And down there at the same time, Mark Henry.
Down where?
Down there.
Yeah, Mark Henry.
Who basically for the exact same reasons.
Yeah. But, and who knows? Maybe that's why they're both alive today.
Like, and so he's gone on to have a really prominent career, mm-hmm. where he's always an upper mid-card or main event level guy because he's so big, but never really built around, never protected the way they said they would.
It's funny.
He doesn't have that aura. I mean, one of my highlights for him was when he was doing the gimmick where he would come as different wrestlers to the ring before Damian Sandow was doing it. He'd come to the wrestlers as different
wrestlers. Showster.
The Showster. When he did, the Hulk Hogan and stuff like that, and that was hilarious. And this is where he's like, I finally went to show I actually have a personality. And that's the thing is, he is a really funny guy. He does have a personality, but they rarely let that out. There was more just trying to show him as this big, menacing giant, which he's just not, he can do it because he's big, but he's not really that guy, right?
Then Kurt Angle raped him of his dignity.
Yes, and that's how he ended up bald. I think when you talk about the highlight, I mean,
the real highlight to me is when he was put with Paul Heyman.
And feuded with
the Kurt Angle, Brock Lesnar in that mix.
Yeah, that Brock Lesnar feud, good stuff.
When he had the buzz cut.
Yes.
When he was with Paul Heyman.
Yeah, they had like the great, they had a lot of great matches.
And they broke the ring.
They broke the ring. They had the stretcher match on pay-per-view and they had a lot. It was actually really fun.
Yeah,
that was SmackDown when SmackDown was doing better in the ratings. And was
that was Heyman booking, and that was again how you can actually have two behemoths.
Yeah,
you know, continually wrestle each other and keep it interesting.
Yeah. It was. When you say that was the highlight, it probably was. I mean, really, probably the highlight is how many he had a lot of prominent WrestleMania matches. But it's very telling that pushed as his WrestleMania moment was beating Cody Rhodes for the IC belt, because he had never won a WrestleMania. He, never had a signature win, but he had a lot of prominent matches against.
I still think, it's funny that when you say about how he went to Ohio Valley a couple times, he went down, had to go down there to get in shape and to do that. The best shape he ever looked at was when he came back, to shoot that angle with, Floyd Mayweather.
Yes. No. And he had been doing some amateur boxing and had talked about going pro and wasn't sure if he was going to come back. And I do think that actually is his career highlight, is the thing with Mayweather. Because when you talk about his visibility as a wrestler.
He's 7 feet tall.
And his what he drew and everything like that, and media and all that stuff. That was the highlight. I think that was, and it was generally pretty damn entertaining. So, and I love the match, because you can't do that. You can't do that. Yeah.
Can you do that? You can't do that.
That was great. I think if I'm going to say the highlight, I'm sure he would probably say this would be the Mayweather thing. There's a prominent, every other guy would have loved to be in that position.
He probably would have said that. Yeah, I think I still say it's the Brock thing, when Brock Angle, when he was in Heyman.
Well, you still say it's my daddy.
Well, I do. My personal favorite is my daddy, but I think the highlight is against Brock and them, and that Mayweather thing never really did anything for me. So
okay, good.
That's the big show.
That's the big show. Now, I just want to move on, and I have something about the King of the Ring.
Oh.
Because I'm realizing we're not having a King of the Ring now.
What?
Well, last year, it had already taken place, hadn't it, at this point, when Wade Barrett won it, beating Neville in the finals?
I thought Kota Ibushi is going to be King of the Ring.
Yeah, maybe. Did Wade Barrett beat Neville in the finals?
I don't remember. Probably.
It was a year ago.
I know. It was on the network. Forgot.
Who was in the semifinals?
Who cares? This was useless. This tournament was useless.
See, probably that's kind of, this is what I kind of want. This It'd is kind of what I'm talking
and
about.
Cesaro?
Who won the very first King of the Ring and who did they beat in the final?
Well, Bret Hart beat Bam Bam Bigelow.
Was that the very first one?
Well, that wasn't the very first one. That was the first pay-per-view.
Pay-per-view.
Yeah.
The very first one was?
Wasn't, way back, though? Like, was it Harley?
I don't think so. I thought Duggan won the first one.
So you're thinking of the Royal Rumble.
Hmm.
Yeah, Royal Rumble. Duggan won the first Royal Rumble.
I thought he won this, too. I didn't think Harley won, but maybe that is
how that's how he became the king. Yeah.
Is that how he became the king of the ring?
And then they had another one where they had a couple in, like, Bret Hart won and DiBiase won. No,
before was it
Jim Duggan became king by beating Randy Savage
for the king. That's true. He did. Yes. Yes, he did.
Yeah.
He did. Can you... The legacy then, it went from race to Haku, right?
Well, I don't think race played into it. Although I do...
Harley race.
I do remember Jesse Ventura when Haku was getting coronated, and he goes... Kind of looks like Mutiny on the Bounty to me.
And then from... Because it was like this other title for a little while. So much like the Million Dollar Belt.
I think Duggan beat Haku.
Duggan beat Haku for it.
And then Savage beat Duggan.
That's right. And then Duggan...
with Sherry's Loaded Purse.
That's right. Then did Duggan have it for...
Well, then I think Savage just... Then Savage had to retire. And it was the Macho King against Ultimate Warrior in a retirement match. And so that retired it. And then as that was retiring, they didn't have a king for a while, and then Jerry Lawler came in.
The very first King of the Ring was on July 8th and was won by Don Morocco.
The Don Morocco. Was that 1985?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. 6 days later, in the same venue, Harley Race won it.
Oh.
Won another tournament. So they had two tournaments.
Right.
One where Morocco won, one where Race run, of less than a week apart.
Where
in the same,
where?
In Foxborough, Massachusetts at Sullivan Stadium.
Okay.
Randy Savage won the 1987 King of the Ring.
Okay.
And then you're right, 88 was Ted DiBiase.
Then 89 would have been Bret Hart.
No. 89.
One Man Gang.
Tito Santana.
Chico.
Huh. And then, in 91...
He's the king of the chalupas.
Then, in 1991, Bret Hart won it.
Yeah.
And then, in 1993, the first time on pay-per-view...
Bret Hart won it by beating Bam Bam Bigelow.
Okay. So now I want to know...
Who else he beat?
In the second round, no.
Mr. Perfect.
No.
In the first round, he beat Razor
Ramon. But next year, who won and who did he beat?
Well, Owen Hart beat Razor Ramon.
Okay.
How much does this guy weigh?
Okay. And the year after that. I want to see how far you can...
Okay.
Where's the point where you can't remember anymore on this? Just like we did on SummerSlam. Because you couldn't remember who fucking won it last year.
Mabel.
And who did
he
beat in the final?
I believe Mabel beat Latin sensation Savio Vega.
You are correct.
Yeah.
Yes. The following year...
was 96, right?
Yes.
Talk about your Psalms. Talk about John 3:16.
Uh-huh.
Boston 3:16 says, I just whooped Jake's ass.
That's right. Following year, the man who was going to win it the year before.
Yes, that is Hunter beat Mankind in the final.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
98 was Shamrock beat The Rock in the final.
That's correct.
Okay.
1999.
My name is Billy. I just went King of the Ring. The problem is, everyone still thinks
that I absolutely suck. That's right. Billy Gunn beat.
Now that's what I'm trying to remember. Who Billy Gunn beat, because it's like, it was like, was it like X-Pac?
It might have been. I'm going to have to look it up myself, actually.
Because it was like...
You are right.
Does it?
Billy Gunn defeated X-Pac in the King of the Ring finals. That's correct, because they were both former DX members.
Yes.
Okay, 2000 King of the Ring.
Oh, they had one?
Yes, they did.
Huh. Okay.
This is one I remember, but I wasn't sure if you would.
I'm trying to remember. I'm pretty sure I'll be able to.
This was actually a very good event.
Oh, this was Kurt.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And who did he beat?
Did Kurt beat Benoit?
No.
Brodus Clay? Did he beat Rikishi in the final?
That's right, yeah.
Okay.
He beat Rikishi in the final.
Yeah, the next year, Edge won. Right?
Next year, Edge beat.
And Edge beat Angle, didn't he?
He beat Angle in the final in the same event where Angle...
Angle and Shane O'Mac went through the glass.
That's right. And Angle wrestled, I believe, 3 matches in that event, didn't he?
Well, they would. I think they had the semifinals and finals, yeah, and then Angle also had his other match, yeah.
Yeah, so he had 3 matches.
Yeah.
He had 3 matches.
So now we're into 2002. Do they even have it anymore?
Oh, you know.
Oh, yeah,
you
know, of course I know.
Kurt Angle beat Christian in his semifinal.
Yeah.
Edge defeated Rhino.
Right, and then Edge beat Angle in the final.
Kurt Angle and Christian just sounds like a really good match, that's all.
Yeah, it would have been.
Yeah. But okay, then the so next 2002, year, they did have it.
Yeah, that was Brock beat RVD in the final.
Mm-hmm.
And the winner of that one actually got the SummerSlam main event. That was the gimmick.
Though, the winner of the King of the Ring for many times over the years did get the shot at yes. SummerSlam.
That's true.
Though it was never official.
Brett didn't, though. Owen did.
Owen did.
Mabel did.
Yokozuna did. No, wait. Yokozuna
didn't. You never won it. Mabel did.
Mabel did. You're right. Mabel did. Steve Austin didn't, because that's where he cut that awesome promo.
Yes.
Hilarious promo backstage where he was facing Yokozuna.
Yeah, then he was in the pre-show exactly against Yokozuna.
Yes, it was just awful. Like, he was bitching that he was on the pre-show for SummerSlam. After winning King of the Ring, and he was right.
Billy Gunn didn't, but he got to fight The Rock.
Yeah. Okay. So that was 2002. Yeah. Do you know how many years before the next one? Because it did take off for a while.
Take off, eh?
Yeah.
Well, was the next one, I'm just trying to remember, I want to say 2009, maybe?
Not quite. 2006.
Six. Is that with Regal?
With, well...
Regal and Punk?
No.
Oh.
No. You're sort of right, because I want you to think back to 2006.
Oh.
Who would have been...
Hunter.
No. Oh. No, that's not
Stephanie?
A bad guess. Now, it was on... It was a SmackDown only.
Oh. Fuck. In 2000... So, Kofi Kingston.
SmackDown only in 2006.
Yeah. John Cena won the King of the Ring?
Five times.
Oh, King Booker.
See, that's interesting that you don't remember the King Booker thing. Do you remember who King Booker beats in the finals?
I'm going to say William Regal.
Bobby Lashley. William Regal was his...
Yeah, him and Finlay, they were the court.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So it's 2 years later, 2008.
Okay. Is that Regal and Punk?
It's on all 3 brands now, and you are correct.
Yeah.
Yes. CM Punk Regal. Loses to William Regal. William Regal getting the push of his life, and then, of course...
Yeah, tainted supplement.
Yeah, more than once. 2010 it comes back.
Okay. Sheamus, right?
Sheamus.
Beats what, Santino?
Yes. Sheamus beat... Was it Sheamus?
Santino and Morrison.
No, it wasn't.
Nitro, John Morrison?
Yes, he beat Morrison in the final. You're doing actually much better than I thought you would have.
Yeah, I'm pretty
sure. Sheamus beat John Morrison in the final.
Yes.
Very interesting that he won this in order to bury him. He didn't win this as a push.
No.
He won this as a burial.
And he even said as much. It was that table for 3.
Yes.
With Regal, Barrett, and Sheamus. And he's like, oh. He's like, I want it to, for punishment. Because he got that stupid crown.
Yes.
That from the Barbarian.
His punishment for what?
Just being a dick. No, it was
to test him.
It wasn't punishment, exactly. It was the whole.
How will he take it if we embarrass him?
Now it's time, we got to pull him down the card.
We pushed him, now we're going to put, just to see if he has a personality that's on the ground.
And he doesn't. Okay.
And then 5 years later, it was brought back 1 year. Barrett beat Neville. In the semifinals, Sheamus lost to Neville, and bad news, Barrett beat R-Truth. So.
Okay.
The King of the Ring.
Mm-hmm.
What year did it peak?
Oh, what year did it peak?
In your opinion.
It's tough because it's like, there was never a high peak to me, right? It was like,
Has some excellent events.
It's like, well,
93 and 94.
Brett and Owen, yeah, but then
both of those are great.
So then, okay, so
I know.
So that brings it to like, if you got, Brett is +1, Owen is +2, so Mabel is -3, so you're back to -1 now.
Yeah.
Right? So then you have,
Austin.
Then you have Austin, right? Which I give a +2.
Yeah.
Two. So now you're back at one, right? And then Hunter, okay, plus one, that's fine. And then the next one was Shamrock, and it's like...
That was good, though, at the time. That was good. The Shamrock and Rock feud was good at the time. That was fine. And then 99, Billy Gunn.
Billy Gunn was awful, because it was a Russo-booked one, right?
Yeah.
That was, I guess so would have been Shamrock, but,
and then,
but this was full-on Russo 99, with, like, it was all about, I think China was in it.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, it was like, X-Pac had to fight Kane.
There yes.
was, like, all the DX members were
in it. They were tag partners, and DX yeah. and X-Pac and Kane. Kane.
But yeah. all the DX members and Kane were in it, and it yes. was just this whole yeah. fucking stupid thing. And
wait that a second. Was, that hold was on, hold on. You're saying that Vinnie Root.
I know.
He booked a tournament.
He booked a fucking stupid thing.
And he didn't book a tournament well?
That's weird.
I know.
It's weird. No, it would be like if he
this is nothing compared to the tournament for the WCW World
oh,
Championship.
Oh, God, no.
That he books when he goes over there and they strip the title and put it up in a... And not even a six... It was like a 60-man tournament or 64 something.
64-man tournament.
It was a 64 went, or 62 yeah. or something.
64.
But 60 wasn't like... Well not man, though. Because there was a couple... Yeah. Well, like, was it a Wonder Blaze or Medusa yeah, or whatever Medusa her name is in there?
64 seed tournament, let's okay. say, because people got in twice.
Yeah, lots of buys, like, lots of people getting in twice, you know. Didn't, yeah, Henning got in twice, right?
Yeah, a couple of people got in twice, I think.
Yeah.
But it was just dumb. Really dumb. Mm-hmm. And it was all because,
awful.
It was all because they did the whole, was it Hogan that laid down for Sting, or Sting that laid down for Hogan? The thing that the title, it was all bullshit. It was like what Jeff Jarrett did to Hogan that caused the whole suing thing. That, like, that was the whole point where they're like, this was a shoot, this was dumb, because that whole exact angle happened like a year earlier.
I think it was Hogan laying down for
Hogan
Sting.
It was Hogan and Sting, I remember that, but I don't remember who did what for who, but it was like, you just did this.
Yes.
Like a year ago.
Yes.
So,
yeah, I think it was Hogan laying down for Sting, if I remember correctly.
So it's like, you know.
So don't, I don't, no, for sure. But the big point was, it wasn't good.
No, it was not.
No.
No. But then, so, okay, so
and
then, but I'm still saying, like, okay, so then we get Shamrock, let's give Shamrock a zero then. Let's let him level off, right?
Ah,
so we're still at a plus one. And then, so then we'll go negative one, with the Billy Gunn one, right? Mm-hmm. So now you're back even.
I think plus one still, because I think...
Okay,
I
can, it'll give you a plus, okay, plus one. And then 2,000, I'll give you a plus two then.
I would give Billy Gunn a zero, not a negative one. Well, maybe a negative
it's
one.
That whole tournament thing, that whole, yeah, that whole show is negative. It also had a ladder match.
Remember Survivor Series, Deadly, or the Deadly Games or whatever tournament?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. People think that was good, and it was shit. Mm-hmm. Remember who booked that? And it was shit, and it was all like people like getting DQ'd and getting back
in and all that
bullshit and all that. And no matches that... Yeah, that was shit. That's Vinny Roo.
Talk about the depth they have now.
Oh, fuck.
I mean, Boss Man and Austin got a bye.
Yes. Yes.
But, I mean, they had to bring Gilbert in.
Yes.
But, Regal was in it.
Mm-hmm.
Man's
a
man.
Man's man.
It's X-Pac.
Yeah.
But, I mean...
I think... Wasn't fucking Al Snow in it?
So, when did the King of the Ring peak? 2000 and...
Edge and Angle, that one? Was that the peak, or was it the, 2002? Or was it the Bret Hart one, the first one?
No, because you had Edge, you had Angle, then you had Edge, then you had Brock, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's three in a row.
That's three in a row.
That's the first three in a row that you have.
That's true, that's the first time you had three in a row.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
So.
No, I mean,
you
for me,
say,
I think,
you like 98, so 96, 97, 98, I guess, but,
yeah.
But Brock over Shamrock, ironic, UFC, UFC.
Yeah.
But, I would put Kurt Angle, Edge, and Brock Lesnar ahead of, but no, I guess, do you? Because Austin counts for two.
So, that's true.
At least.
That's true.
So, but though, so, yeah, outside of 90, so if you say outside of 99, yeah, I still say that the King of the Ring peaked in 2003.
Ooh, I just got a really good question actually sent to me.
Really?
Literally.
It's surprising to me because you know, like, nothing but stupid people.
Well, Joel Johnson, co-host of Stick Boy Podcast, just asked me.
Yeah, like I said.
Mo, who was the biggest waste of talent in WWE in the last 20 years?
Oh. Not the waste of podcast space.
You're an asshole. Well, you knew that, though.
No, that would be the...
Oh, no, the other We Talk Wrestling.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
They're a podcast, though.
Yeah, they're a podcast. So. They're actually a video cast. Oh. And now is doing a podcast. But fuck them.
Fuck them. Okay, so who's the biggest waste of talent in the last 20 years? So let me go back 20 years. 20 years would put us, what, at 1996?
Fuck. the guy that they could have done the most with that they didn't?
Since 1996.
Since 1996. I mean, there's a lot of guys that are that they could have done more with, but how many of them did they completely drop the ball with? Where it's like, okay, they could have made him the face of the company and they done well with them, but they never went with him. I mean, they probably, if they hadn't waited so long for Daniel Bryan.
Would you say the Headbangers?
The Headbangers?
But I'm trying to think of who I thought had a lot of promise and potential that never lived up to it.
Jeff Hardy? Matt Hardy?
No, but they did it to themselves.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, to a degree. Like I say, I mean, Daniel Bryan, they waited too long, maybe. Though I don't know that they really did.
No, I was going to say.
Just kind of circumstances and things.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of mid-card guys that they wasted. I mean, like I said, like Jeff Hardy did it to himself.
Yes.
Right? Matt Hardy did it to himself.
Yeah. Like Christian, I think they could have done more with, but not enough to carry the company. So, I mean, you're not a guy like that, right? Like, so yeah, the biggest waste of talent.
Yeah. Like, whatever happened to Ezekiel Jackson? You know, actually, who I would say is probably the biggest talent that they've wasted is someone we were talking about just a couple minutes ago. I think could have been a top heel for a long time, and that's Wade Barrett.
Wade Barrett might actually be.
Yeah.
It's really hard to top that. Like, that guy, talk about a guy they just fucked it up with.
Like, I mean, if we're going all the way to 96, too, I don't think that they ever realized Vader's potential.
Oh, no. No, actually, I would go Vader even ahead of him. Though, I mean, he was near the end of his
See, we say that, but
best in-ring work, but he probably had at least
three to four years
where he could have, you could have made him, you could have, yeah, you could have put him on top of that company, no question.
Yeah.
If they had done it right.
They did it with, they had the one match with him and Shawn, and that was it, right?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, and he had a match against Vader. I think that was the only time he even challenged for the title. He never won it. And yeah, very poorly booked, actually, over the majority of his career.
Mm-hmm.
Not protected, not the way. No.
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 So,
yeah, I'd say Vader, number one, and then I'd say Wade Barrett's number two.
Yeah, Wade Barrett, number two. Yeah. I always thought that they could have, again, you talk like same along the Christian, that they could have done more with, but politics weren't going to allow it, is Jeff Jarrett. You know, had more to give.
He had more to give, but I don't think you could have.
No, on the same lines as Christian, but not in the.
Again, like a guy like Eddie Guerrero, right? Like, they waited a long time, but he did finally. You know, I mean, I think Rey is definitely up there. I think they could have done more with Rey.
Yeah, that's true.
Rey Mysterio
would
be near the top of the list because they always kept him up mid card or upper mid card. Really upper mid-card. But they never let him get the big wins consistently.
Well, even when they gave him the belt.
Exactly, it was a joke. So you never really got to see if he had the potential to make a difference because they didn't believe he had the chance.
Like Fatu.
Yeah. So I think he's got
Fatu, another big win. No.
I would definitely say Rey is up there.
Yeah, but I think that on the babyface side, Rey, and on the heel side, Vader and Wade Barrett.
I think those are your top three that I can think of.
That I can, yeah, off the top of my head, that those are the people I can. It really wasted Hunter, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Just never really, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Again, though, I mean, it's like, I look at a Dan Severn. I think you could have done more with him, but not enough to put him, not enough to make him the face of the company, right?
No, so, that's true.
Yeah.
I mean, there's always been, mid-card guys. I enjoyed Mark Merrow. But,
yeah,
you know,
sure.
he wasn't going to.
No, I know what you're saying.
Take it to the promised land. It was just, you know. And even, you know, there weren't a lot of guys. I thought that they really should have.
They, you know who might actually be number one? for the time that what they did with him, for the brief period they had him.
Goldberg?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I would actually say Goldberg's number one.
Put the wig on him?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But, yeah, because they just wanted to make another guy. Goldberg.
Yeah.
You know? Like, they didn't do too, I mean, Hunter made sure that they, you know, that happened with Scott Steiner, too.
Yeah, again, yeah, Scott Steiner. Taz is a guy that came in, got a huge reaction, and then Hunter went out of his way to bury. I'm not saying Taz could have been, he could have been a lot more than he was.
Yes.
Could he have been, again, a world champion? I don't know. But I know that they went out of the, Owen Hart is.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny how, like, when you're talking about all these guys, and it's like, yeah, and then Hunter made sure this.
Another guy Hunter buried, Owen Hart.
Yeah.
Another guy Hunter buried.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. No, yeah. I just think that there's been a lot of guys, but yeah, I think that, and again, with Owen, I think it's, let's put a little asterisk there, because again, I really do think that Owen would have, around 2000, with the Radicals, been.
When the Radicals came in, I think he would have been, again, yeah, I think you're right, I think he would have been. But where they had him slotted at that point was below his.
Oh, yeah.
Below where he should have been.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, the time to really go with him was when he was the, you know, when it was.
The
Black Heart. And instead, Triple H and Shawn.
Yeah.
Wouldn't let it happen, so.
No, exactly. That was the thing that, you know, yeah, you're supposed to fight Shawn, and instead he fought Hunter, right?
Yeah.
So.
And did jobs.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
All right. I think so. Who did we end up coming up with?
Ray.
Vader. Goldberg.
And Barrett.
Barrett.
Who gets you?
Not Owen?
I wouldn't say Owen. Okay. I would say Taz, though, too. But I mean, yeah. Because Taz came to them as a top ECW guy, right?
Yeah, so. And he got a huge reaction. Yeah, I mean, Steiner kind of sucked. But Taz actually could have. He was short, but if booked right, he could have gone over and done a lot more.
Steiner just seemed like the kind of guy that Vince like would have been all over.
Yeah,
like he was one of WCW's, that Big Papa Pump was one of WCW's best creations, and it was just, you know, that was probably the problem.
Yeah,
but oh well. Do we have anything else? Any other?
No, I think that's it, man.
Questions now that we're 2 hours in. iTunes.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
I have it as part of my my playlist on Google Music. I have that subscription service thing. But that, yeah. All right, I guess we're done. We're OUT. So we are the one and only We Talk Wrestling podcast and anything else.
That's true.
Yep, don't accept any imitations or people that have ripped
off. Often imitated, never duplicated.
No.
We Talk Wrestling.
Yeah, we're OUT, right?
All right.
So find us. Here's where you can find us.
Where?
WeTalkWrestling.com.
No, find us the same fucking place you found
us. Well, no, because you might find those other fucks.
No, you won't. Not if you click the same. If you went to iTunes and subscribed to We Talk Wrestling on iTunes.
If you haven't, this is the best way to ensure you don't end up listening to those other fucks by accident.
Yeah.
So you should be subscribing. We're on Google Music. I found out we weren't on it until just a couple days ago. I thought all this time we were that we were. But we are now.
Oh, good.
We're on Google Music.
Okay.
So you subscribe there. Subscribe on iTunes. Subscribe in Stitcher or TuneIn Radio.
Yeah.
Go to our face fucking book. What is it?
Yeah, it's facefuckingbook.com/WeTalkWrestling.
That's right.
Quit fucking her.
Twit fucking her.
Yeah.
And we're at We Talk Wrestling.
Twit fucking her. Twit fucking her.
Tit fucking her.
Tit fucking her.
Yeah. And rather than that, we're done, right?
Yeah, we're done. All right. That will do it. In the meantime and in between time, that's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks.
Hey, way off here?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, remember that part where I said, but what if they do it well? Willow apparently also thought that was hilarious.
Willow's a fuck.